During the 1960s, the North Vietnamese and Viet Cong enjoyed sanctuaries in Cambodia, crossing the border for attacks into South Vietnam and then fleeing back across the border to safety. Moreover, the North Vietnamese, with permission of the neutral Cambodian government, used Cambodian ports and roads to supply large amounts of material to the communist war effort in South Vietnam. Through the 1960s, military experts, including ex-President Dwight Eisenhower, called for large-scale offensives against the enemy sanctuaries in Cambodia. But for political reasons, the U.S. only conducted covert operations and limited bombing against the supply lines just inside the Cambodian border. In 1969, when the enemy launched another nationwide offensive in South Vietnam, President Richard Nixon ordered a secret B-52 bombing offensive against the Cambodian sanctuaries. During the next 13 months, U.S. Air Force B-52s flew more than 4,000 sorties against enemy supply lines and bases in Cambodia. By April of 1970, communist troops had seized large areas of the country, and a newly formed anti-communist Cambodia government called for assistance. The U.S. Air Force and South Vietnamese Air Force aircraft bombed targets in Cambodia, and U.S. and South Vietnamese troops raided across the border to strike at enemy sanctuaries. In 1971, the communists cut the road that led from a major seaport of Kampong Som to the capital of Phnom Penh. U.S. Air Force and Army aircraft provided aerial escort to river supply convoys and continued massive aerial support to Cambodian Army ground operations, which suffered repeated setbacks. By 1972, the war in Cambodia turned into a stalemate, but U.S. air power, including B-52s, continued to hammer the enemy. When the local Khmer Rouge communist insurgents threatened Phnom Penh in 1973, the Cambodian government urgently called on the U.S. for help. The U.S. Air Force conducted a massive bombing campaign on the outskirts of the capital. Public pressure, however, forced Congress to stop funding these bombings and other military operations in Southeast Asia, and the U.S. Air Force combat strike missions in Cambodia ended in mid-August 1973. Phnom Penh fell to Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge in 1975. In the following months, Pol Pot's new communist government executed hundreds of thousands of Cambodians.